Without being aware of it, people blink their eyes thousands of times a day. These mostly involuntary movements make it possible for the eyes to preserve themselves from intense light and external particles. By blinking every few seconds, as if on autopilot, the eyelids moisten and cleanse the eyes like a car's windshield wipers. While opening and shutting, the eyelid perfectly fits the convex shape of the eye, contacting the entire surface of the eye's outside layer. Did the eyelid not fit the eyeball's curve so precisely, it would be impossible to remove dust particles remaining in the unreachable corners of the eye's enclaves. This unconscious operation, which most people take for granted, is actually an important blessing. What if it were not automatic? Human beings would remember to blink only after detectably large amounts of substance had already accumulated in their eyes. Since the tiniest speck of dust entering the eye would eventually create major problems, this would lead to infection. Besides, due to this incomplete halfway cleaning, vision would be blurred. Another critical point in the blinking process is its duration. For survival, man needs to be informed, with no interruptions, of his ever-changing environment. To satisfy this condition, blinking occupies only a very brief time without disrupting the continuity of perception. Any longer blinking time might have caused serious dangers, while driving on the highway, for instance, and not noticing a suddenly appearing car in time to swerve. These delicate balances in the blinking processes, which we perform unconsciously right from the moment we are born, are one of the manifestations of God's incomparable creation. O man, what has deluded you in respect of your noble Lord? He who created you and formed you and proportioned you and assembled you in whatever way he willed.